Well, be vaccinated or stay home. That is the ultimatum from the Brooklyn Nets to star player, this man, Kyrie Irving. Irving cannot play or practice with the team until he gets his COVID shot. Now, under New York City's vaccine mandate, all pro athletes are required to be vaccinated in order to play in a public venue. NewsAsian correspondent Tom Negevin live at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So, Tom, all right, it's a bad pun here, I will admit it, but the ball is in Irving's court, so to speak.
You know, it is, yeah. And so far, he's not doing much with it, Nicole. I'll tell you, this was going to be difficult no matter what. And fans here certainly have a lot to say about this. You know, you pointed it out. New York City's health codes, COVID-19 vaccine mandates require anybody who wants to enter any gym indoors, anywhere in the five boroughs, needs to have at least one shot, pro athlete or not. So fans are certainly weighing in on that. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been reporting a fair bit on pro athletes and their franchises running into loggerheads over vaccine mandates and their own protocols. But this is the first time we've seen it really come to a head like this and seen some real consequences. This is one of the NBA's most prominent unvaccinated players on a team. A lot of folks could see going all the way, taking it all this season. So there was some thought until today that maybe Kyrie Irving could play only road games. That thought evaporated this morning. Management saying his decision not to comply with the city's vaccine mandate leaves them with no choice. So that means no home games, no road games. 41 regular season games gone. Postseason games gone until he gets a shot. He'll be paid, though, we're being told, for away games, Irving will. That's what the Nets are telling us today, even though he won't be playing in any. And just to give you a sense where his head is at, a tweet from a few days ago, October the 9th, in which Kyrie Irving says, "I am protected by God, and so are my people. We stand together." The comments that followed that tweet show that a lot of fans do not stand with Kyrie Irving. In fact, we can't show you most of those comments. They're not particularly kind or necessarily safe for television, but a lot of people are suggesting maybe it's time the Nets and their star point guard just parted ways. So the conversation is actually now shifting, Nicole, away from the vaccine debate to what that deal might look like and who might be interested in being involved in that trade. It could be the end of the line, frankly, for Kyrie Irving. A lot of people saying maybe it's time to retire from the NBA.
Yeah, all right.